you know, you always, when you go out, you always want to look your best, right? Put on your best outfit. Am I wrong in this, Kelly?
Oh, no, you're not wrong.
This is a setting the bar story, though, which is...
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, maybe it's time to rethink your DIY home improvement project if you're resorting to putting on your best pajamas to do this. So if you can manage to make it through the day without robbing a hardware store wearing your Cookie Monster PJs, you're doing okay.
Why are we... Well, obviously, we don't have the funds.
That's good enough for me. C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, a couple people in Florida decided, you know what, a little low on funds, the DIY project over budget, so you know what, let's go to Lowe's and let's look our best doing it. So they decided to wear matching Cookie Monster pajama bottoms.
Oh, wow.
One of them had a little gun in the waistband just to show that he meant business.
Okay.
Went shopping, and then, you know, when the, you know, the store tried to stop him, and they, like, you know, did the old lift up the shirt to show what he's packing.
I've got a discount.
Yeah.
Trust me. We're going to walk out of here with this stuff for free.
Yeah. And
thanks,
it's like,
so much.
Hey, hope your DIY project goes well, Cookie Monster thieves.
It's like they're the DIY Bonnie and Clyde.
You know what? I want to leave Cookie Monster out of this. He did nothing wrong.
He really didn't.
He did nothing wrong. That homeboy is just sitting there wanting cookies.
C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie starts with C.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay,
right.
You know the song. Okay, so yeah, that, you know what?
Well, I know the song. Doesn't everybody know the song?
I didn't know all the songs.
You didn't know the song?
No, uh-uh.
Hang on. All right. I want to forget about the... I don't want to spend any more time with these two people in this setting the bar story.
What?
How is it that you don't know one of the classic Sesame Street songs of not only our generation, the next generation, and the generation before us?
It's been a long time since I watched Sesame Street. My kids never watched it, so...
Wow, that explains a lot.
Many years since I was of age to watch Sesame Street.
Well, to be fair, I haven't watched Sesame Street in a long, long, long time either.
Yeah, no.
But I just know what this is.
Yeah, I didn't know the song. Yeah. I just always heard him sing.
C is for Cookie.
Okay.
That's good enough for me.
Oh, my gosh.
C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me.
I mean...
C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me.
The lyrics are great.
The lyrics are great.
How? Okay.
I mean, I can appreciate it now.
All right.
I mean, I just didn't know it growing up. I shouldn't be shamed for it, though.
I got to shame you a little bit. Not knowing Mr. Rogers.
I know that.
Okay.
I know
What's the difference?
I didn't hear.
Those glorious PBS shows.
I didn't watch Sesame Street as long as I should have to learn the songs.
Well,
sorry.
That explains a lot.
All right. I'm sitting over here being attacked, and these people are Rob the Lowe's. I became the biggest villain in the story.
That's right.
Wow.
Once again, Brent brings it back on us. shoot. All right. Hey, that's your setting the bar story. On 99.7 DJX.